Hey, Dan.
Hi, Jason.
What? Where are you?
I'm in an Apple store.
Are you buying your iPhone right now?
I have bought my iPhone. I'm just waiting for it to restore from my backup.
Did they make you do that in the store?
Oh, you've never had to go through this gauntlet, have you?
Yeah, I don't know. I thought I just told the guy I would take care of it at home and ran away.
I mean, you can do that. In this case, particularly, because I'm ditching my old phone, I thought it might be wise to at least get it to a point where
where you can actually use
functional.
The new phone.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because then I won't have a phone at all, and that would be bad.
Oh, man. So this is like the last act of Dan's old phone right now.
Yeah, it's being on Skype with you.
I'm a phone killer now. That's terrible.
Well, I mean, hopefully this call will not result in the phone's destruction, but, you know.
What's the mood in the Apple store?
Well, Jason, I'm glad you asked. The mood on the ground here. People are pretty excited, I think. I was trying to look at a jet black phone earlier, and I think there's only one on display here. So it's pretty tough to even, like, get close to it.
It mustn't be played. You can't even look at it. Don't even look
yeah.
at it.
Yeah, I keep wanting to go and look at stuff in the store, but I'm wary of leaving my phones alone on the table back here.
So how long is the restore's taking a long time?
Well, yeah, and I've heard a couple other people be told, essentially, you know, bottlenecks, the network, there's a lot of stuff trying to restore. So they have local copies of, like, the software updates. So here's the problem. If you get one of these phones, they're shipping with 10.0, but you might remember if you updated to iOS 10 on the day it came out, it was actually 10.0.1.
Mm-hmm.
But the phones don't ship with 10.0.1.
Oh.
So you have to update. Now, they have local copies of all that, so it doesn't take super long to download or anything because it's all coming from inside the store. But then you have to, you know, install the whole 10.0.1 update and then erase your phone and then restore it because you don't restore it before installing the update.
Right.
So you have to sort of jump through several hoops in order to get to a point where your phone is actually pulling down your data from the cloud, which is where I'm at, along with everybody else. So I imagine that's part of the reason that we have a big backlog here.
What's your time remaining on your phone right now?
Currently, hold on, I have to use the only finger I have set up on Touch ID. Ooh, 57 minutes.
Wow.
Well, it's been jumping around because it told me 3 hours before, and I had heard other people say, you know, it started at like a couple hours and then got its way down to like 20 minutes or something. So
it didn't tell you 3 hours 2 hours ago is what you're saying.
No, it told me it told me 2 hours and then went up to 3 hours, which was a heart attack moment.
Yeah. Back in time.
Yeah, so that was not particularly exciting, but, you know, it is very busy here. There are a lot of people in. The reservations were running about half an hour behind when I showed up for my reservation time, promptly at 10:30. So it is now. I've just looked at my Apple Watch, which I've unpaired with my phone, so I can't even tell you what time it is.
Wow, it's 12:30.
Okay, so I've been here in total about 2 hours. I was going to say 10 hours. I've been here for 10 hours now.
Yeah, your progress bar is going the wrong way too.
Well, that's true, but I probably spent the first 45 minutes in line. Then you have to go through the whole rigmarole, and this is the first experience I've had with running the iPhone upgrade program too. So this is, you know, I had to basically they have to like run your credit check and everything again because you're essentially starting like
a new
iPhone upgrade program.
Yeah.
Which seems silly to me, but I kind of understand what they're saying. I feel like a lot of people are just going to keep rolling with it, right?
Right.
Like every year, just like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to get a new phone, and I'll just go on another year's worth of upgrades. But, you know, you could also not do that. So I guess that's how it's currently structured. I'm hoping at some point in the future you'll be able to do that all online you can now, I believe, sign up for it online.
Right. Wouldn't that be nice?
But it would be nice, but it's we're not there yet.
Wow, did they give you any snacks, any treats in line?
Yeah, I got a Rice Krispie treat and a bottle of water.
Oh, nice.
That was almost an hour and a half ago, though, so I'm starving. There's no more food in the Apple Store. It's funny, too, because I'm in a mall, so it's like there's plenty of food here. It's just not in a place where I can access it.
Yeah, I think the times that I've done what you're doing, I've just set it up as a new phone, pop my SIM card in, and run away. But I can understand why you wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah, that might have been smarter, is the short answer. Every time I do this, I think this year I'm going to be better at it.
You're going to figure this one out.
No, I never am.
Oh.
I'm equally bad at it. I'm trying to think if I ran into any specific problems. Two-factor authentication is interesting because by default, using the new system, it tries to like send it to stuff associated with your Apple ID. And of course, your new phone isn't yet associated with your Apple ID because it's a new phone. And so, in fact, the easiest thing to do is to tell it to send a text message. But you don't, it doesn't immediately offer to do that. You need to be like, oh, I didn't get a code. Send me another code. And then when it asks, because I was like trying to log into my Macs at home using my phone. And it turned out there was a much easier solution.
I had that happen yesterday where I was trying to authenticate on an old phone, actually, that I wanted to run some benchmark tests on, like an iPhone 6. Mm-hmm. And I logged into my Apple account, and my 6S and the Apple Review 7 and 7 Plus all popped up simultaneously with someone is trying to log into your account. Miguel, it's everywhere.
Danger.
Stop, quiet phones. Shush. Oh, man. Man, well, are you admiring the tables, the lovely wood and...
You know, I keep looking over it. I'm really close to the table that's full of headphones.
Yeah.
And so I'm kind of like casting looks over there because I think they have a pair of the Bose ones I wanted to try.
Yeah. So where's your Apple? What's your Apple store of choice?
I have many Apple stores. I could not go to my usual Apple store, which is in the Cambridge Side Galleria, because it is currently being remodeled.
Oh.
My backup is usually the Chestnut Hill store in Newton, which is near my parents' house. It was not even accepting reservations for some reason that I don't know. Like, it wasn't on the list when I went to reserve my phone. I couldn't even pick it. So I'm in Burlington, Massachusetts, which is about 25 minutes or so from my house. Not too bad.
That's not bad.
In a mall.
So not Vermont.
It's a pretty big mall.
Massachusetts.
Not Vermont. That would be way too
far. That'd be a hall.
That would be very, very far.
Yeah.
So this is... But I feel like every year I go to a different store. I've been to the Cambridge Side store to get a new phone. I've been to Chestnut Hill to get a new phone. I've been to an AT&T store to get a phone. I mean, I've done this almost every year.
It's amazing. It sounds like Apple's just sort of shaking the bugs out of the iPhone upgrade program too, with all of this, and that it should. It sounds like even in the last week they've made it kind of work better for people, like giving them better access and better phone choices, better times to come in. But it sounds like still there are parts of the process that could probably be smoothed out. Like you said, do I even need to come in and fill out the forms and things like that, or could I pre-validate online and then just come in
essentially
and do a trade?
Or that, or you just like send me a box, right? Like where I can put my old phone in it and send it back to you. But I mean, there's some stuff that needs to be done, right? But like, I feel like especially the volumes they're probably going to end up dealing with, there's none of those like should be insurmountable, because like you get lots of agencies like Gazelle and stuff already do this, like turn in your old iPhone, right?
Right.
So in theory, Apple should be able to handle like, here's your new phone and then here's a sticker, shove your old phone in here and send it back to us. And you know, they want to do like visual inspections and stuff, but there's always the after the case where they could be like, okay, you know, if your phone was like broken, they could charge you after the fact. I'm sure it adds more complexity too, but right. It's not like the process is particularly simple right now.
Do you have a minder? Is there somebody there checking in with you every so often of like, how's it going?
Yeah. There's a person circulating. No one's standing over me at every moment, fortunately. So I guess I could just like walk out with my phone in it. but I'm probably not going to do that.
Yeah, that's true. Just run away. Gah.
See, these are the kind of problems you don't have to deal with when you just get Apple to hand you a review unit.
I
right?
know. This is the solution to this. I think they've got a system that works. And quite frankly, it's they call me and say, come down to Cupertino, and then they give me a phone. Why doesn't everybody do that, Dan?
Well, it's funny because when I put in the GPS like this morning to like take me to this Apple store, since I don't come here very often, I told Siri to just give me directions to Apple Burlington, and it decided to give me directions to the Apple headquarters.
Oh,
so
good.
I could have driven over.
It's a bit of a drive.
Got myself a phone.
Yeah. Yeah, no, the way I do it, I think I've said this on the previous Secret podcast, but I do it where I buy my own phone, you know, but it's not when Apple give, it's like I've got these now and then I will go get myself a phone later. And so I don't go through the experience generally on day one. I have done that. No, I don't know if I've ever done it on day one. I did it once where I had to wait in a line where it was like a few days later. But so that's something that I don't have a good experience with, the day one thing. In fact, Brian Chen, who I've told this story a million times, but Brian Chen, who works at the New York Times now, he's their tech reporter. He waited in line for the original iPhone and then got back to the office and handed it to me. So It's like, there were reasons. We had reasons. It wasn't just like I was lazy. He wrote stories about the line and all of that. But in the end, he did the work and I took the phone. So, yeah.
It's good, to have minions.
I guess so. Well, look where it got him. Look where it got him. He's been in the stratosphere since then.
I bought a case, which I normally don't do from the Apple Store, but it looked like that was maybe one of the better options. So I just bought a black silicone case. Thought about going with the color, but given that I bought a black phone, I decided I would get a black case to go with it.
You've got the black.
Not jet black.
Not the jet black. Those are hard to come by.
They seem to be very difficult to find.
Black looks good. It is way darker than when you put a space gray next to it. You think yourself for a minute, like, is this silver?
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, and I always think the space gray ones look kind of silver when you compare it. Like, they're much closer to the light silver.
Very close to silver. Very close. And the black is not even remotely close to the space gray.
I would agree with your assessment. It does look closer to the space gray on the watch, but the watch itself is actually, when I put it up to it, the watch is noticeably lighter.
Yeah, it is.
It's probably closer to like the space black stainless steel.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, the jet black is like just like the space black. I think it might even be the same process. But yeah, it's closer. But you're right. The space gray Apple Watch is lighter than the black iPhone 7. It's just it's just a bit darker than the space gray. So why even call it space gray if it's not going to be the same gray, Apple? Huh?
I know that is a weird. I remember when that came out, and that was already kind of we were all kind of raising an eyebrow at it because they were clearly not the same color.
Also, space gray, not space is black. It's not gray. I don't know. I still don't understand the name. It's cool, all that, but why don't we just stick? I mean, why isn't that leather case space brown then? I mean, just space everything.
Well, if you look close enough, space is actually many colors.
Yeah, most of it is black. Most of it is just black. Jet black. No, it's not shiny. Just black. It's not light gray. That's weird. That's. I don't know. I feel like that was one of these things where they pivoted. They changed the name. Are you being helped? Are you being served?
No, I'm not being served.
Go ahead and take a seat.
It's like they... This is great. Listeners are getting to hear Apple Store instructions in the background. It's awesome. It's like somebody thought space gray was a good name, and then a couple years later, they're like, yeah, let's take this... Let's back out away from space a little bit. Let's just move away from that. And
I guess they're not thrilled with space anymore. Oh, I see there's just some Apple Watches sitting out over there, too.
Huh?
Looks like it's clearing out a little bit, but hard to tell. There's always people coming in right... For unrelated things too, it's always funny because it's still a functional Apple Store.
Yeah, it's a bad day for that though, right? It's a bad day.
Well,
for
the Genius Bar was not actually that busy. I was surprised.
That's true. I guess they try to move, you know, keep you guys who are line waiters sort of sequestered and not destroy the whole store with line waiting.
In a pen, you know, they feed you every once in a while.
Yeah, some water. Rice Krispie treat.
I haven't fallen apart yet. But
not. It's, yet.
Not so, yet. So well, I'm interested in this phone, though. I mean, I haven't had very much time to actually try stuff. But, of course, the biggest thing that I've noticed and the thing that I think you noticed as well is the new home button or lack thereof.
Yeah.
Which is definitely weird.
It's weird.
And it took me a couple seconds to even, like, I was, you know what it was? When I was doing the setup, it had a voiceover on. And in order to turn off voiceover, you have to triple press the home button.
Uh-huh.
And I had a really hard time doing that because I was trying to like triple tap the home button and then I was triggering reachability by accident.
Yep.
And it was just like, okay, I definitely have to learn some new muscle memory here because this is not at all what I was sort of, you know, what I've been trained to do over the last almost 10 years.
Double tapping to bring up multitasking is, it took me a minute of like, oh, that's what that feels like now. But I'm a big believer in setting three.
I agree.
Setting one or two is what I, maybe even setting one, is what I got in the demo room, and I came away thoroughly unimpressed. I felt it was sort of weak and kind of off center and not even remotely a replacement for the physical movement. And setting three, I think it's great. It took me very little time to get used to it, and now it feels perfectly reasonable. So I'm kind of backing off. It turns out it's nice to have choices.
Yeah, I think two was the default when I set it up when it prompts you to choose. Yeah. And I immediately went to three and obviously haven't really looked back since then. It's weird. It's got like...
Another minute since then.
Yeah, all those minutes. It feels weird because it feels like it bounces sort of when you press it. right? Like, it gives you, it literally is like feedback. Like, it's literally like pushing back at you. And that definitely takes some getting used to, because it doesn't feel like a button, but that does not mean that it feels bad. It just feels very different.
Yeah, it's just, it's a, you get used to it. You haven't even really experienced the haptic stuff, but the haptic stuff is also funny and I think delightful and judiciously applied by Apple. Like, you know, spinning the clock timer or pull to refresh in Mail, when you hit the top of the pull, it gives you a little, gives you a little bump.
I noticed something weird today, and I felt like I hadn't noticed this before, and I wasn't sure exactly if it was just, I hadn't really used this just gesture or anything, but even on my 6S this morning, I picked it up and I pulled down Notification Center and it gave me a little buzz on the 6S. And I was like, I didn't remember that. So maybe someone out there can try that if they still got a 6S on 10 and see if that's happening for them. But I tried it several times and it kept doing it. And I was like, well,
that's weird.
Is clearly an intentional thing.
Because you're not, when I asked them about it, they're like, no. There's no special API stuff for the 6S. It's not good enough for whatever reason, but that's interesting. It's also got like some of the system-wide APIs use it. So like I'm in a Slack with Marco Arment, and somebody was saying this morning that if you reorder podcasts in Overcast, it, as you move them around in the list, it goes tick, 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 tick with the Taptic engine. And he didn't know, because it's a standard like control.
It hooks into an existing API.
And that's been updated to provide that feedback. And so he gets that for free. And even if he's not aware of it, he gets it.
Jason, I have breaking news here from the Apple Store. My time has dropped to 5 minutes.
Oh, well, this is really exciting. You might actually make it out before dying of starvation.
It could go, it's down to 2. It could go back up to 3 hours at any minute, is all I'm saying.
I'm really excited about this, though. That's this is big stuff. This is keep me informed, Dan.
I'm going to keep you posted as we go here.
That's exciting.
Important news that people can use.
So last year, Mike and I did an upgrade episode where we just complained about the restore process, and I got to say, it's not a lot better.
I don't think it's really changed that much.
No, well, they did encrypt iCloud backups at some point.
Yes, and that came up several times today, because when I was restoring, it would prompt me for passcodes for other devices.
Yeah.
Including when I set it up, the iPhone up, after installing the 10.1 update, I accidentally put in a passcode. I knew what it was, but it was slightly different from the passcode I use on my old phone. And so when I went to update, you know, when I went to erase it and started restoring, and I put in my, I'm just going to go back to the passcode I was using before, but it prompted me for, this is a different passcode than the passcode you entered like 10 minutes ago. I had to give it that one then.
Wow.
Yeah, my life's been a real roller coaster today.
So, this is all very exciting. App Restore is the thing that has bitten me.
It's going to download everything.
It's like, you got lots of apps, and then it like stalls out. And I think it loses track of what it's logged into in terms of an app store request. And eventually it asks me again for my app store password, but it takes a while and there are all these stalled downloads. And it was not super smooth. Like,
yeah,
I know that it's going to take time to download apps, but what would happen in both the 7 and the 7 Plus experienced this, where it kind of stalled.
Yep.
And
yep. This
I've seen that before, yeah.
This has happened to me before, and I think the part of the issue there is the App Store. And already this morning when I was trying to install some other stuff in the iMessage App Store, it was giving me all sorts of errors. I think the App Store is just not ready for the barrage. Like, since that's handled separately from backup, right? It's like, it doesn't store your apps as part of your backup, which makes sense because they would be taking up a lot of extra space. But everything needs to hit the App Store. Everything. So you've got if not millions of people buying phones, certainly at least, you know, hundreds of thousands of people buying phones. And if a lot of them are doing restores, a lot of people are trying to pull apps all at the same time. It's probably much higher volume, right, than their everyday usage. So it simply does not... I just don't think it can handle it, so stuff stalls out.
Yeah. We saw this too with checking for iOS updates, that, you know, Apple's growth continues to make it difficult for them on their cloud stuff, and they still haven't handled like max capacity as well as they should.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Definitely true.
So, status report from the phone.
Oh. About 1 minute, but it said that for more than 1 minute. Oh, wait, hold on. The screen just went black.
Uh-oh.
This is live. We're waiting.
If you're just tuning in, Dan's screen just turned black while restoring an iPhone 7.
One will hope that's a good...
The screen turned black as the phone, because it's a black phone.
And I'm back to an Apple logo, so it's booting up
again. It's booting up! Look at you!
Good news. I might be out of here shortly.
Momentarily. Well, that's exciting. Anything else? Yeah. I'm gonna let you play with your phone and get some food and go home then.
I haven't had that much time to spend time with it. The thing I'm probably most excited about, honestly, is a new battery, because my 6S battery has always been a little flaky.
Huh.
And so I'm hopeful that between, you know, getting a new phone with a brand new battery and the improvements to the battery life, that this will be much better for me. Fingers crossed. That's what I got.
Yep. All right. Well, enjoy your new phone. Thanks to everybody out there for listening to this exciting thing. Dan, that's Dan Morin reporting live from the Burlington Apple Store, where he's just restored an iPhone 7. Thanks, Dan.
Thanks, Jason.